sign which shall be contradicted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. During Christmas week, we heard many messages from the angel. You remember that already at Mary's Annunciation, it was the angel who announced the message that she, Mary, would be the mother of God. Then on Christmas Eve, you heard that angel told Saint Joseph that he should not be afraid to take Mary as his spouse, because what the child who is about to be born from her is from the Holy Ghost. And on Christmas night, you heard the angel again telling the shepherds, "Fear not." And the reason was that now Savior has been born and given to them. But today, when we hear how Joseph and Mary took baby Jesus to the temple, it's not an angel who announces that their child is the Savior. Instead, it's a man named Simeon. And when they presented the child, Joseph and Mary wondered that Simeon called the baby the salvation of all peoples. This had, of course, already been revealed to them, Joseph and Mary, by the angel. But now they heard this message from a man. And that's why they were astonished in hearing these words of Simeon. And Simeon had further things to say to Joseph and Mary. He said, "This child is set for the fall and for the resurrection of many in Israel." This meant that the Israelites, the chosen people of God, they would be forced to come to a decision about our Lord. Those who would reject him, they would fall for the reason of their unbelief, as did most of the Pharisees. But those who did believe in him, they would be saved. Simeon also said that the child was set for a sign which shall be contradicted. That meant that against this child will be leveled hatred and persecution by the enemies of God, truth, and virtue. And Simeon also said to Mary, "Thy own soul a sword shall pierce." And by this, Simeon prophesied how a violent pain would pierce Mary's heart like a dagger. And this pain she indeed suffered at the foot of the cross. So notice that already when our Lord was born and put on the manger, and when Joseph and Mary were there, and the angels and the shepherds, already he was living in the shadow of the cross. When he was born, he was born as a Savior, but a Savior who was to suffer and die for the sake of the sins which he came to save the people from. And the prophecy of Simeon that our Lord would be a sign of contradiction, that was fulfilled to the letter. Even when he was an infant, he was persecuted by Herod, and he had to flee. When he began his public life, he met with the greatest opposition, especially from the Pharisees and Sadducees. The people of Nazareth drew him out from his own city. The Pharisees slandered him and said he was in league with the devil. The Jews wished to stone him as a blasphemer. He was accused before Pilate of being a seducer of the people and a rebel. And his enemies never rested until he was nailed to the cross. And even after his resurrection, the opposition to his teaching and his church continued. Everyone who loves Jesus and wants to follow him, everyone is, if not persecuted, at least tested by the world if they truly want to follow Jesus or not. It's very easy to love our Lord and speak about him when he is a kind little baby, sweet child who is our Savior. But it's harder when we see him all bruised and mangled and tortured, forced to carry his own cross while the people around him mock him and abuse him. In those kinds of moments, it's harder to follow Jesus. Nevertheless, if we love him, we will follow him. And all of us are at least some point in our lives tested if we truly follow him faithfully. And those tests, they don't need to be open persecution. Usually they are just little small things. For example, your boss might call you on Sunday and ask you to do some work. In those days, you'll just have to follow Jesus and answer, "I'm sorry, that has to wait until Monday." Or it might happen that your workplace offers meat on Friday and expects you to enjoy it too. Again, even if it's a little difficult, you just have to answer, "Sorry, I cannot eat that. It's Friday. I'm a Catholic and I do not eat meat on Fridays." Or someone might tell you an impure joke. But in those situations, you, as a faithful follower of Jesus, you will show your dislike by keeping calm and not laughing. In your life, if you are never contradicted, if everyone always sees you as a great guy or great gal, know that that might be a sign that you want to act like the world expects, not like Jesus Christ wants you to act. If you are contradicted by the world which crucified our Lord, then you truly are follower of Jesus. So on those situations when it might be hard to follow your Savior, just remember he suffered so much. In fact, he suffered more than any one of us could ever possibly suffer, but he did so because he loves you so. He was set to be our Savior, and no matter how hard it gets to follow him, in your life. If you remain loyal and faithful, He will love you, and you are never lost, but you will be counted among the saved. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son.